opinionated, contemptuous, functioning from within outward, a man who was aware that there could be no honour and yet had honour, who knew the sophistry of courage and yet was brave. A worthy man and his gifted son. Antony drew as much consciousness of social security from being the grandson of Adam J. Patch as he would have had from tracing his line over the sea to the Crusaders. This is inevitable. Virginians and Bostonians, to the contrary, notwithstanding, an aristocracy founded sheerly on money, postulates wealth in the particular. Now, Adam J. Patch, more familiarly known as Crosspatch, left his father's farm in Tarrytown early in 61 to join a New York cavalry regiment. He came home from the war, a major, charged into Wall Street, and amid much fuss, fume, applause, and ill will, he gathered to himself some $75 million. This occupied his energies until he was 57 years old. It was then that he determined, after a severe attack of sclerosis, to concentrate the remainder of his life